Environmental groups say they found a fundamental flaw in Shell's plan to drill in the Chukchi Sea this summer, and they're asking the government to rescind its approval. In a letter to Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, the group says Shell's plan to use two rigs at once violates a 2013 Fish and Wildlife regulation aimed at protecting walruses. The regulation says rigs have to be 15 miles away from each other during exploration work. Michael Levine, a Juneau-based attorney with Oceana, says the sites Shell plans to drill are just 9 miles apart.
Shell and the government may have backed themselves into a corner that neither can get out of, compliant with the existing rules.
The government insisted on Shell using two rigs per season as a safety measure. That's so one rig could drill a relief well in case of a blowout, and also to shorten the number of seasons needed for exploration. Levine says requiring Shell to just keep one rig idle isn't a solution.
The plan that Shell submitted that was conditionally approved by the government contemplates two rigs drilling simultaneously. It's not clear whether the government has or could approve a different plan.
An Interior Department official said today the Fish and Wildlife Service is reviewing Shell's program to ensure it complies with all laws and minimizes any disturbance to walruses. Shell spokeswoman Megan Baldino says its permit applications are science-based and that the company is still working with the government on the terms of its operations. Shell has received most of the approvals it needs. It has leased two drilling rigs for its Chukchi Sea work. The Polar Pioneer is already en route from Seattle to Dutch Harbor.